John, could you go back to the start of your 6 days off and kind of go through it? Were you able to do any football during that period, or was it all rest and relaxation?
The first couple of days was football, so I say if you cut it in half, 3 days football, 3 days just kind of relaxing.
What did you do football-wise during that time off?
Just worked out, recovered the body, did some conditioning, watched a lot of film on myself, so self-evaluation, trying to correct the mistakes I've made the first previous weeks and just try to build on that.
You do that self-evaluation and try to correct mistakes. What are you looking at specifically you want to do better?
I just continue to make better decisions, ball placement, make quicker reads, my pocket awareness, and just try to operate the offense as best as I can.
So what do you think of their secondary, in particular, Richard Sherman?
Veteran guys. I know Griffin is a rookie, but, he's around a lot of veteran guys that's going to, teach him, make sure he's prepared. And it's going to be a fun task, because these are guys that I've looked up to. I watched over the previous years and actually got to know. So it's going to be fun to going against them guys and competing with them.
Russell Wilson someone that you ever liked his game or emulated him?
Yeah, he's a Super Bowl winner. He's a guy that does a lot of things I can do, run the ball, make the right throws, make good decisions, very composed, and a guy that leads his team. I've talked to him a couple of times, but not too much.
Where is the loudest place you've ever played? And can you talk a little bit about the problem? Noise presents. I think it affects everybody differently because some guys are comfortable with hand signals and all that. But you've played in some huge college stadiums.
Correct.
Apparently, Seattle is a whole different deal because of the way it's built.
The loudest stadium, probably. I guess I'd say Florida State. The two night games I played my freshman year, and then this past year was pretty loud. But, as far as, playing a role against a great environment like Seattle, the operation is big. You got to be able to communicate the plays. You got to be able to make sure everyone is on the same page at all times. And if you can't hear, you got to be able to, find ways to, communicate that and make sure that the play is getting on everyone's on the same page so you can go out there and execute it.
What's the experience like when you're playing against, like you said, Florida State? What's that experience like during the game?
You just deal with it. You be so locked in and focused on your task at hand, you just make sure and just block it out. So, once you get going, it's kind of, you don't really notice it. But if you really focus on the environment around you, then that's when you get caught up in it and lose track of things.
What have the coaches and coaching staff done to help you prepare for Seattle?
You play music and try to create noise, but you really can't prep yourself for that. You just have to wait till you get there Sunday and experience it. You can blast the music all you want, but that's not going to help it on Sunday. It's going to be way louder. So
the tunes get stuck in your head, right?
Correct. So.
Sean, so 2 or 3 weeks ago, Sean Ryan said one of the quarterbacks they show you a lot of who are mobile is Aaron Rodgers. Seeing what happened to Aaron, does that make you more careful or leery at all when you're out of the pocket?
Not at all, You just always have to protect yourself. So try not to take any unnecessary hits. Whenever you're falling or getting tackled, try to protect yourself. But, that's part of the game. It's part of football. It's only so much you can control, especially when the game speed is super, super fast and guys are flying at you and you're trying to make a play and get rid of the ball. So, you really can't focus on that. You just got to go play.
One of the things that people talk about that kind of stands out with you is your leadership ability and how you kind of embraced that role. Was that something that you had to mentally walk yourself through how you were going to do it, or how did you come to take on that role even though you're a rookie?
Just be myself. Just come in, do what I do. Go to work. Don't say anything. Don't do too much. Just, be Deshaun Watson. And that's what I've done ever since I, walked in the day after I got drafted, and everything else take care of itself.
Was there a lesson early on during high school, college, whatever, that kind of groomed you or taught you how to do that as a leader?
Not really. I guess the biggest thing was I was, blessed to start my freshman year in high school and then start my freshman year in college. So just kind of walking into different environments and different situations at a young age on each level, I guess you can say that's the biggest Beast Stand to help me out.
Is there special satisfaction maybe using these Florida State games as examples? Do you kind of take on the challenge of shutting the crowd up? Is that
Of course. I mean, that's every offense goal, is to go on a roll and try to shut the crowd out and quiet them. But it's going to be a tough task. And, you know, we understand that. We respect the Seattle environment and their defense. And, you know, we just got to go up there and focus on our job and try to do that.
Yeah, Brown played there, and Bruce played two games there when he was in San Francisco. Did you talk to either of them about what it's like?
They said the same thing. I mean, everything Coach OB has been telling the team, that it's going to be loud and we have to communicate. But at the same time, if you go out there and execute and try to, you know, make plays and get points on the board, then it takes the crowd out. And that's at every environment.
When you do the self-scouting, when you look at what you want to correct, what do you think you've done best? And where does the red zone fit in there? Because I think you guys are fourth or fifth or sixth, and they've been just awful in recent years.
I think the best thing I've done is just being able to execute at a high level and, you know, operate this difficult offense as well as I've done, and make sure everyone is on the same page. And when we get in the red zone, you know, we just have that mentality. Once we get down there, we need points. And we're not satisfied with 3 points. We try to get touchdowns each time we get in there. So each guy, each player that's on the field understands that, and everyone's trying to get open to make a play, and they know that the ball can go anywhere.
What have your coaches done?
What do you see from the Legion of Boom guys as far as kind of common thread, whether it's Sherman or Thomas or any of those guys?
I mean, those guys are very, very smart, make plays, and like I said before, they're just veteran guys that know football. They understand what they're doing on the defensive side, and they understand what the offense is trying to do for them. So you just got to go out there and win your one-on-one matchup.
Can you talk about your relationship with Nick Martin and how you guys have grown? Both of you are relatively young, and what you guys have learned from each other through start of camp to now?
Our relationship is always continuing to grow, but it's been good. We actually had camp room together in Greenbrier, so that was a cool experience to be able to get to know him on a personal level, not just on the football field. And we just communicate. We have fun together. He knows that I have his back, he have mine, and we just continue to grow from there.
If there's one thing that he's helped you out with the most in this process of learning the offense, and because y'all guys have to be on the same page out there, what do you think he's done the most for you in this short time?
Biggest thing is protections, making sure we're on the same page, who to mic, where to slide, where we're hot at, and just kind of communicating from there.
You talked about executing a complicated offense. What have your coaches done to kind of help ease that transition and help you be able to execute it as well as you have?
Just teach me the right way. You know, teach me the details and the little things behind each and every play and each, you know, running game or passing concept, and making sure that I'm understanding it, not just trying to remember the play, but understanding the whole concept and what everyone is doing.
Is that visually? Is it more verbally? Or
it's all of it. You know, verbal, visual, actually doing it. So they've been doing a great job, and I really appreciate them.
When you were talking about looking at film this week, was it any different than previous weeks because you had extra time, because you weren't so focused both doing that and looking at your opponent in such a short period of time?
I guess you could say we have more time, so, you know, we have more time to look at the guys and kind of study what each player is doing, and that's the biggest thing, and being able to, you know, not just study what the defense is doing as a whole, but study each player and what their good, what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are, and how to try to attack it.
Has any of that made you think, I know it's way off into the future, but you're going to see teams a second time this year, you're going to see some other teams a second time, third time down the road, that you're going to be building up so much information that you start looking forward to what's coming in the future for you when you just know more?
Of course. I mean, you always, you know, try to improve and try to store it in the memory bank. And if you continue to do that and grow from it, and if you made a mistake, you know, if you play a team a second time, like we're going to do this year in our conference, our division, you know, you just got to, if I made this mistake, I know not to do it the next time. And, you know, if this play worked, you know, probably that team is going to work on correcting that mistake, so we got to do something different. So it goes hand in hand.
Sean, Russell Wilson, your styles are similar, especially when he came into the league and he was a big hit right away. What do you know of him? What impresses you the most about his game?
Probably, of course, his leadership, but his decision-making, the way he operates and takes control of that offense. And, I mean, you've seen it as a rookie whenever he was there, where he came in and he knew where everyone was at. You know, he's demanding greatness out of every player, and, you know, that causes the whole offense to execute at a high level and, you know, be successful. So just looking at that and going back to his older days, and even now, it's even better. It's special.
Warren Moon said you guys text a lot. What are some of the biggest lessons that he's taught you just in that relationship that you guys built in?
I mean, just be myself. Continue to try to improve each and every week. You know, correct the mistakes, but at the same time, put it in the past and in the memory bank, and just continue to going forward and take care of your body.
It's about having somebody like that. He's a Seattle guy, though, so you can't talk this week.
I mean, he haven't said anything. I'm pretty sure he's supporting Houston Texans. So.